Hi, boys and girls. My name is Mrs. Rye, and I am the literacy coach at Alvin Primary. Literacy coach just means that I help teachers understand how to make reading and writing fun in the classroom. So sometimes you will see me around the school, and sometimes I'll be coming into your classroom to do really fun things with you. I have to tell you a secret. I have taught second grade, first grade, and kindergarten, and guess what? Kindergarten is my very favorite grade. It is so much fun and you are going to love it. But I bet right now you're feeling a little bit nervous about tomorrow. Guess what? Teachers get nervous too. I have a story I want to share with you tonight called The Night Before Kindergarten. The author's name, that's the person who writes the words, her name is Natasha Wing. And the illustrator, that's the person who draws the pictures, her name is Julie Durrell. So why don't you lay back, relax, and I'll read you The Night Before Kindergarten. 'Twas the night before kindergarten, and as they prepared, kids were excited and a little bit scared. They tossed and they turned about in their beds while visions of school supplies danced in their heads. Erasers and crayons and pencils galore were stuffed in their backpacks and set by the door. Outfits were hung in the closets with care, knowing that kindergarten soon would be there. In the morning it came. School starts today. Would the teacher be nice? Would they still get to play? Faces were washed and teeth were brushed white. Kids posed for pictures with eyes sparkling bright. Parents packed snacks, and kids hopped in cars as if they were boarding a spaceship to Mars. Some kids brought blankets or their favorite stuffed bear in hopes they could nap like they did in daycare. Their parents exclaimed, "You're big kids, wow! Let us hold your bears and blankies for now." The parents were worried their children would cry if they left them at school with just a goodbye. So they told their darlings, "If you want, we can stay and make sure that everything will be a-okay." The teacher then greeted each one with a smile and invited the students to stay for a while. The room was all filled with toys, books, and maps, but where were the beds for mid-morning naps? They colored and painted and played Simon Says, then tumbled and skipped and stood on their heads. They sang silly songs from beginning to end. Within just a minute, each kid had a friend. The children were happy. They loved Miss Sunrise. It was she who was in for a giant surprise. When what to her wondering eyes should appear but sad moms and dads who were holding back tears. Their noses so sniffly, their eyes red and wet. This was the saddest goodbye Miss Sunrise had seen yet. She gathered the grown-ups on the magical rug, then sent them away after one final hug. The children all waved from the door of the school. "Don't cry, Mom and Dad. Kindergarten is cool." Boys and girls, I hope you love this story that I read to you this evening, and I just want you to know that Miss Rye is so excited to see you tomorrow, and your teachers are so excited to see you tomorrow, and our principals are so excited to see you tomorrow, and even though you and your parents might be feeling nervous about tomorrow, just know that you're going to have a great day and a great year in kindergarten. Get some sleep, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.